a long time ago, it was Maariv, a regular weekday, like a Wednesday, and the Yidden were in the shul. And in this shul was the great tzaddik Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. This was, and he would daven in his special place, a shtender, by the wall in front of the shul. And they had a chazan, and the chazan would go to the amid and be the shliach tzibur, just like every shul. And this is the, how they daven, shachris, minchin, ma'ariv, in the shul of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. But all of a sudden, that night, a regular weekday night, Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev himself said that he wants to be the chazan. And everyone was surprised. Why does Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev want to be the chazan all of a sudden? Usually, if there's a yahrzeit or a special thing going on, then he would be a chazan. Or sometimes Shabbos or Yontif, he would be a chazan. But a regular weekday, for no reason? Well, not only he was a chazan, but he started in the song, in the nigun, of Yontif. He was singing the davening like it's Yontif. Now, usually a regular ma'ariv, there's a certain kind of a way that it's said, a special kind of a nusach. But with special nigunim and special simcha dikke singing during ma'ariv, during the weekday, like it's Yontif, or like it's Shabbos, they never heard this. And his face, there was something special in his face, like a special simcha. And everybody felt something special was going on. And especially they were wondering, Kindalach, especially they were wondering, because outside was a whole bunch of yelling and screaming. Now they knew what was going on outside, because this was the Goyish New Year. Now for the Jews, it didn't mean too much, because we don't celebrate the Goyish New Year. Lahavdil, we have Rosh Hashanah. That's our beginning of the new year. And of course, that's one of our biggest Yamim Tovim. The Goyish New Year is not at all a Yiddish Simcha to celebrate. And we don't do anything for it special. Everything goes on. We have school, we go to yeshiva, we go to shul and davens, regular. Outside, the Goyim were celebrating their new year. And how they were celebrating it. They were having parties, and they were getting shikker, and a lot of them were going out in the street and yelling and screaming and dancing around Vild. And they were just having a real goyishe time. And it got very Vild. And outside in the street, they could hear a lot of shikurim, and they could hear a lot of yelling and screaming, and sometimes some fighting and yelling, and they tried not to pay attention to it. And the Yidden in the shul felt very strange. Here, outside is going on this, and our Rebbe, Lev Yitzchak of Berditchev, is davening by the Amid, like it's a Yontif. It was a very strange thing. Everybody was wondering, what's going on? And the davening went through. It took a long time with all the simcha and all the singing. And even in the middle of the davening, some dancing. And they couldn't figure out what's going on. Now after the davening, they didn't want Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev to go home by himself, because in the street there was so much things going on, it was a little bit dangerous. So everybody walked Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev home. As he went in the street, every time he passed by a Yid, he said, "Good Yontif, good Yontif, good Yontif." He passed by another Jew, "Good Yontif, good Yontif." Whoever he sees in the street, "Good Yontif." The Yidden said, "What's the Yontif? Adarabah, it's the Goyish holiday." A Yid never says, "Good Yontif" on a Goyish holiday. How could Levi Yitzchak Abedishev say Good Yontif? And he's not just start making jokes. A tzaddik doesn't do anything for just stam a joke. Everything has a reason in Kedusha. A halakha reason. Everything that a tzaddik does, even the smallest thing, is because this is a thing from Hashem. There are many stories that tzaddikim did something kinalach, a small thing, but it was really a very big thing because this is a thing from Hashem. Everything a tzaddik does, even a regular word from a tzaddik, is halak. And the Yidden were wondering so much what's going on. Finally, when they got in front of his house, he turned to them and he explained what happened. Listen closely. Lev Yitzchak Abedichev said that this story that I'm going to tell you goes back to Rosh Hashanah, which is our beginning of the new year. Last Rosh Hashanah, that means a few months ago. On Rosh Hashanah, we go to the shul, we daven, we blow the shofar, and Hashem gives, as we know, the ksiva, toiva, on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem writes us down for a good year. Now, if you remember, we say ksiva v'chasima toiva, because on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem writes down. The whole 10 days, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the books are open, remember? And on what day does Hashem give the Chasima Toiva? Does He stamp the books and close them? On which day is 10 days after Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur. How many boys remember that? Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur is the time that we have the Chasiva v'Chasima Toiva. And the books are open. And the big simcha at the end of Yom Kippur is because Hashem now has given us a good year and has closed the book. Well, Levi Yitzchak Abedichev said, on Rosh Hashanah, during the davening, I had Aliyas HaNeshama. My neshama went way up into the Himmel. And I saw the Beis Din Shel Mailo. I saw the court of judges and malachim that were judging the Yidden. And Hashem's Halakite, of course, is the judge of all judges. And they were going over everyone's books. And they were going over what's going to happen to the Jewish people and deciding if it should be a good year or a bad year, Chas HaShalom. And all the malachim were showing the mitzvahs that were done, or other malachim were showing the aveiras that were done, and the judges were deciding what's going to be. And Hashem decided during the judgment, after everything was shown, the psak din was Eksiva Toiva. Hashem says, I'm going to write them down for a good year. All of a sudden, before Hashem could do it, the Yetzahara came and said, stop! Stop! Don't write the Jews down for a good year. Hashem says, why not? Because look, what are the Jews doing now? Hashem says they're in shul, they're davening, they're blowing the shofar, they're saying Tehillim. The kids are behaving so nice, the kids are davening next to Tati and the girls are with Mommy. And the house is so beautiful, set up for Yontif, and there's Orchim. And everyone during the Yontif is going to Tashlich. And they're doing all the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, and they're eating the special foods of Rosh Hashanah, and they're saying the special things of Rosh Hashanah, and they're careful every minute to say Tehillim, and not even to sleep. And the Yetzirah says, so what? One day and 2 days, the Jews are behaving so good. But what's going to be after Rosh Hashanah? They're not going to be so much good in shul. They're not going to daven so much. They're not going to talk so carefully. They're not going to behave so good. Oh no. For just 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's not worthwhile to give a whole good year for them. So, it's not right. And so Hashem says, okay, we're going to wait till Yom Kippur. And we'll see what happens then. And so Hashem did not give a ksiva toiva yet. 10 days went by, and it came Yom Kippur, and the Yidden went to shul with the talis and with the kittel, and they had the machzer, and they're davening, and they're doing tshuva, and they're fasting, and they're wearing the special clothing, and they're doing the special things for Yom Kippur, and the malachim are showing the judges all the beautiful mitzvahs of Yom Kippur that the Yidden are doing. And Hashem says, okay, I'm going to give now the Ksiva Toiva and the Chasima Toiva at one time. And the Yetzihara came and says, stop! No! Don't do it! Hashem says, why not? And the Yetzihara says, so what? One day of Yom Kippur, they're fasting, and they're dressing up in the special clothes, and they're not doing avedis, and they're doing tshuva and crying. One day of the year. So, for a whole year of good, it's worthwhile to give them for one day of behaving? After Yom Kippur, it's not going to be so good. Hashem says, okay, we're going to wait. We're going to wait until Sukkot. Because 4 days after Yom Kippur is Sukkot. And so they did not yet get a Ksiva Teiva or a Chasima Teiva. Now Levi Yitzchak Abedichev said, during Sukkot, during the davening, my neshama again went up into the Shemayim, into the Beis Din Shalmaila. I had Aliyas and neshama during Sukkot. And I went to see the judgment. And the judges were sitting, and Hashem's Halakite and the Malachim were there, and they were showing the Abishter and the Balachim, the Abishter and the judges, they were showing them all the mitzvahs the Yidden were doing, building the sukkahs, and even the kids were helping, and Lulav and Esrog, and the mommies were preparing for Yontif so nicely, and benching licht, and the davening, and the halel, and all the Abbas Israel sitting in the sukkah for the whole sukkahs and Hoshana Rabbah, and all the mitzvahs. And this went on for 9 days, because it went on until the end by Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and the Malachim showed Hakafis dancing with the Torah, and all the Simcha. And Hashem said, okay, this is after, this is the end of Simchas Torah, I'm giving the Ksiva Taiva, I'm giving the Chasima Taiva, and I'm giving everything at one shot. And the Yetzihara comes and says, stop! Stop! Don't give the Jews a good year. And Hashem says, why not? And the Yetzirah says, 9 days? And they're going to get 365 or 354. They're going to get hundreds and hundreds of good days because of 9 days of such mitzvahs? And the rest of the year you think they're going to behave so good after Yontif? Ha! It's not worth it. To get 354 or 365, to get hundreds and hundreds of good days for 9 days? And Hashem says, okay, we're going to wait for Hanukkah. Still by Hanukkah, there was no Ksiva Teiva and no Chasima Teiva. The Yidden were not. And so Hanukkah came. The 8 days of Hanukkah, the Yidden benched the Menaitis, and they sang Hanaitis Halalu, and they ate Latkes. And not only eating Latkes, but by the Sudas, they had their families, and they were saying Divrei Torah, and they were thanking Hashem for the miracles of Hanukkah, and they were giving Hanukkah geld, and having even poor people in the house for the Latkes. And they were talking about the Yontiv, and all the things that we do for Hanukkah, playing the dreidel. And so Hashem said, okay, I'm going to give the Yidden a Ksiva Toiva and a Chasima Toiva, and I'm going to give them a good year. And the Yetzihara says, stop! Again, 8 days, the Yidden are behaving. After Hanukkah, they won't be so good. Hashem says, okay, we're going to wait a little bit longer but I can't wait too much longer. And the Malachim were wondering, what are we waiting for now? Are we going to wait all the way till Pesach? Or Purim? After all, we had all the Yamim Toivim from the beginning of the year. We had Rosh Hashanah, we had Yom Kippur, we had Sukkot, we had Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. They waited for the whole Cheshvan. There wasn't anything really. And they waited until Kislev. And now Teves, because the end of Hanukkah is in Teves. What are they going to wait for now? And a few days after Hanukkah, just like now, as we see, came the Goyish New Year. The Goyish New Year. And on the Goyish New Year, all of a sudden, Levi Yitzchak Obedichev was explaining to the Eden, I felt my neshama going up into the Himmel, Aliyas HaNeshama, and I was wondering, why today, a regular Wednesday night, and it's Goyish New Year, why should my neshama be going way up into the Himmel now, as if it's being called to the Beis Din Shel Maila? And he went up there, and there were the judges, and there was the court, and Hashem's Halakite, as if they're sitting for judgment, just like they did by all the Yamim Toivim. And Levi Yitzchak Obedichev was wondering, what's going on? And all of a sudden, he chabzich. It's an eis ratzoin. It's a time to talk good for the Jews. And Levi Yitzchak of Bedichev figured out how he can help the Jews now. And he said to Hashem, listen very carefully. The Yetzirah every time complained like this. He says, the Jews are behaving themselves on Yontif. He never had any complaints against that. He always said how the Yidden are behaving themselves on the Yontif. But after Yontif, that's where he had complaints. Levi Yitzchak Obedichev said, but look what the Goyim are doing. Look on the Yontif itself, how they're behaving. On their Yontif itself, they're behaving so wild. Look at the difference between the Yidden and the Jews. On the Yiddish Yontif, even the Yetzahara is Maide, even he admits that the Yidden are behaving so good. Only what? After the Yontif. But look at the Goyim on the Yontif themselves. Shikr, and screaming and yelling, and vild in the streets. For that itself, the Yidden should have their good year. Because look how good they behave. And right away, Hashem says, there's going to be today a ksiva taiva and a chasima taiva. And the Yetzirah was busy also getting shikr and making wildkite. And he wasn't even there to say stop. Because he was also having his good time on his Yontif, Lahavdil, and he was also for shikert and for vildit, and he wasn't even able to make it up to the Beis Din Shel Maila. He was so shikert and for vildit and dancing around in the streets. And so Hashem gave the Yidden a ksiva taiva, and a chasima taiva, and a shana taiva mesuka, and he gave them a freilich and yor, and a gebench to yor, on the Goyish New Year, and he stamped all the books shut, and Levi Yitzchak Obedichev saw that this was the end of Tishrei, and this was the end of the judgment, and this was everything, all the brachas in one shot. It was like the biggest yontif, and that's why after, when his neshama came down, he went into the street, and he said, good yontif, good yontif, good yontif, because it was just like Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, and Hanukkah, all in one shot. And that's the Maisa. The Gemara says, Hashem created a Yetzirah, and He created the Torah, tavlin, spices. You know what spices? Like salt, and pepper, and sugar, and cinnamon, and garlic, and onions. And these things are spices. The question in the Torah is, It should say, Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, and Hashem created the Torah as a knife, or a bomb, or a gun. Because you have a Yetzer Hara, you say, oy vey, I have to now fight my Yetzer Hara. So we should have the Torah like a weapon, to be like a bomb, or a gun, or a knife against the Yetzer Hara. The Torah doesn't say that. It says, you know what the Yetzer Hara, you know what the Torah is for the Yetzer Hara? Spices. Wait a minute. How am I going to fight with spices? If I'm going to go fight with a bag of sugar, or a salt shaker, or some cinnamon, how am I going to win a fight? And, kinalach, this is how we have to understand it, because it's a very special thing. Hashem is teaching us in the Torah that the Yetzer Hara is not all bad, that we have to kill it. It could act bad. It could be in a bad way. But it's like something that needs spices. What if you have a plain piece of meat without any spices? Or sometimes you have something like a lemon or a very strong onion. You can't eat these things by themselves. They don't taste good. Either they're too sharp or too sour or too bitter or they're yucky. So what do? You could say, ugh, it's too sour, it's too bitter, it's too sharp, it's too yucky, and throw it in the garbage. And you wouldn't have it at all. That's not smart. The smart way is like this. What can I do to put on this thing or to mix with it that it's going to make it now that I could use it? And so the answer is you take spices. You take spices and you put it on the meat, or you put it on the onions, or you put it on the lemon. And this makes it, not only chas v'shalom are you going to just throw it away, it brings out the real delicious flavor that's inside of these things and makes it to be very, very delicious and very, very good, and you could use it to help you. So something that before was not good and you wanted to throw it away now becomes something that's very, very good and helps you. And what was the thing that did it? The spices. The same thing, kinalach, as the Torah. We take the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara by itself is very yucky. Could be very sour, very bitter, very sharp. It's very not good. And we say, ugh, the Yetzer Hara is a big troublemaker. He's no good. Let's throw him away. Let's wipe him out. This is not the Torah way. The Torah way is the smart way. You learn Torah and you do mitzvahs, and it's like putting spices on the Yetzer Hara. And all of a sudden, there's something deep down inside, behind, under, deeper than all the yucky parts and all the sharp parts and all the sour parts. And all of a sudden, something deeper comes out. Something very good, something that can help you. And the bad part of the Yetzer Hara falls away, and the good part, that could be a part that can help you, and Avodas Hashem comes out, because you're learning Torah with the Yetzer Hara. Like the man in the field. A man wants to dig up his field. He wants to do chayrish. He's got to plant a bunch of seeds, a whole big bag of seeds in a big field. He takes around a look around the big field. He says, Ayvei, such a big field, and I'm only one person. How can I dig it up and plant all these seeds? It's too big of a job for me. And all of a sudden, a wild cow comes into the field, running and kicking. And a man could say like this, get this wild cow out of here. He's a big troublemaker. But the man is smart. He says, look, this wild cow, he's very wild. But besides being wild, he's very strong. If I can catch him, and I can get rid of his wildkeit and use his strength, use his koyach, then not only he's going to be something that I want to get rid of, verkehrt, I'm sure that he could help me very much in doing what I have to do. And the man is very smart, and somehow he figures out a way to catch that cow. And he puts a harness on him, which is like a thing that keeps him in line, keeps him from running away. And he takes his plow, which is a thing that will dig up the dirt, like some kind of a machine that will go behind the cow, or a thing with like big nails in it that the cow will schlep it, and it goes and digs the ground. And now all he has to do is steer it. He has to just guide the cow where to go. And because it's so strong, it just walks and it schleps this plow along the ground, and it digs and it digs and it digs. And in no time, the whole field is plowed up. Because the man used the koyach of the cow to do all that work. So there was two parts in that koyach. There was the wildkite, which he had to get rid of. And then there was the power, which was more power than the man had. And his smartness, he was able to use the power of the cow. The same thing, when our Torah and our Chachamim look at the Yetzer Hara and look at the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal soul of a person, they look at it in a smart way. They don't just look at the outside, oh, it's vild and it's bad and it's got bad midos, and throw it away. No, no, no. They say, under all of that, there's a lot of good stuff. You just have to know how to get it out. So don't throw it away so fast. Be smart and get rid of the bad parts of it and bring out the good parts of it. And then you have something that's going to help you in avodas Hashem. That's why it says, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. With all of your heart, you should love Hashem. And it says, levavcha, with two vases. You know why? Because there's two parts of your heart. The word lev is a heart. Levav is a heart with two parts to it. There's the Yetzer Tov part, and there's the Yetzer Hara part. Which part are we supposed to love Hashem with? The Yetzer Tov only, or also with the Yetzer Hara? Yes? The Yetzer Tov only? Then it would say, B'chol Libcha, with all of your heart, with one vase. Why does it say two vases? With both, even Yetzer Hara. How do you love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? Just like we said, you get rid of the bad parts of it, and you bring out the good parts of it, and that's the way you love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. Either you don't do certain things you're not supposed to do, because the Yetzer Hara listens to Hashem, or the koyach